First and foremost, millions of times over, we should be grateful to Allah that after some time we are present in this masjid. And as always, every year we had the majlis in this same place, in the same masjid. Allah Ta'ala with His fadl and karam has given us the opportunity that at the beginning of Ramadan, through the majlis of dhikr, we are doing the majlis of dhikr in this masjid. This is all Allah's fadl, Allah's karam. We see the situation in the world at the moment, especially in Hindustan. In India, masjids are closed, Taraweeh is closed, and there's no salah being performed. So Allah Ta'ala, in such a condition, although the illness is present, we need to be cautious. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us His karam that we are gathered here for dhikr. Dhikr is a very important thing, it's a great action, and it is always the same. There's no doubt in this. Allah Ta'ala has said, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. It's always great. But with this month, it has a very close connection. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said this from his blessed, the unique way he has meant. Like we hear a very famous hadith many times about dhikr and Ramadan, that in Shaban, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced the greatness of this month. But whenever, for example, it rains every day and the wind blows every day, and this is a normal routine occurrence, but if this was to be announced that it will rain heavily or very speedy wind, very high speed wind, then the difference will come, because a person will come cautious suddenly and he'll think that there's going to be intense, this happens regularly, but if there's been announcement, then we need to think about this. There could be a danger, there could be a hazard, there could be distress. The person thinks. So, unusually, we can say that an importance is placed onto that factor. Importance comes into that action. So, the Anbiya, and also the months, if we look at the months, they're all similar, and they are all great and close to Allah. But Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he announced in Shaban, the month before, and especially he emphasized that Shahrun Azim, these months are here, but be careful that Allah Ta'ala is about to send to you a very great month, a very great month. So the azmat of this month must be khas, special. For example, if the announcement, the weather forecast is given, that there will be high speed wind, then people become suddenly careful, cautious. So now Allah's Nabi is saying, be careful, all the months are there, they all have barakat. But this month, you need to be very alert. It's a very great month that Allah Ta'ala is bestowing upon you. So here we realize the people who have consciousness, awareness, who have aqal, wisdom, they realize that this announcement that has been made, and from the great personality, which is via from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this message. So we shouldn't say, oh, Shaban, Rajab's gone, Shaban's gone, this month's gone. This special month we need to think about. Why is this being given the definition azim? What are the great things within this month? How great is this month? How many barakat are there? How much rahmas are there? How many treasures that Allah Ta'ala has sent, and that they are gathered together in this month? First thing, in this month we need to be very careful. Be careful. It's delicate. Allah Ta'ala, In the end of this hadith, which is a beautiful point that the Prophet ﷺ presented, that in this month is azim, but Allah's Nabi ﷺ said that, I'll tell you something, fihi, within this month, in this month, what do we see? What do we have? Four things, arba, that are very brilliant that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. And now we need to see, what is it? That this month is azim. We walk around thinking, what is azim in this month? What shall we do? How great is it? Why is it? How should we attain its greatness? What should we do? So the Prophet ﷺ has given us the shortcut. The four things. Everything in this month when you do amal, ibadah, worship, alhamdulillah. Everything is there. But there are four things that are specifically mentioned. There are four things present. Arba'a, fihi, that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to you. Brilliant things. Four amal, we need to be specially alert about. So further, beyond that, the Prophet ﷺ gives us a further shortcut. A further shortcut. Those four things, khaslatain. And then, beyond that, he said, subhanallah, this hadith, the words of this hadith, from those two things are such, two amal are such, that these amal are so brilliant and excellent, if you do those two actions, then Allah's radha will be attained by you, Allah's pleasure. So what else do we need, tell me? Such a brilliant month, such an excellent month that Allah Ta'ala has said about the glorious month of Ramadan via the Quran. The verse of the Quran is attesting, if the Quran is saying this and the Prophet ﷺ, that they are explaining to us the importance of Ramadan. Then, and for us, the most important need for us without which we cannot succeed, to please Allah, we have come to this world, brothers. We have come to this world to please Allah. Every deed of ours in this world should be to please Allah. No action should we do that we should never have an intention to do an action that doesn't please. It doesn't matter how many great actions there are, zahiri, but they are zero beyond zero, dust. If in that amal there's no connection with the intention to attain Allah's radha. If I stand to pray salah, I pray nawafil beyond nawafil, but my niyyah is not for Allah's radha. The people look at me and say, oh, he's a namazi. He's doing a lot of prostrations. He is this and he is that. But my niyyah is not that, that I want to please Allah. So the pious predecessors have said that whenever you do an amal, an action, even if it's a small thing, because you want to please Allah, then you need a great action, isn't it, to please Allah? Allah Ta'ala, even with a small action, becomes pleased. It's not just big actions. So whenever you do, for example, you're walking along the way, you move an obstacle, a branch, before you move that branch or that twig, before you do the action, connect it to Allah. Allah, I have no need to remove this twig, this obstacle, but for your radha, because your makhluk, it's pestering them, it's in their way, it's a barrier. So for your radha, I'm removing this obstacle for your pleasure. Allah says that you did this for me. This is a great action. This is a great action. I will make it such a great action that in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala will say, this individual did this action for me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Today, our situation is that we do a lot of amal, lot of deeds, lot of worship, and there are rewards for the akhirah. But our niyyah is not khalis, pure, sincere. There's riyah, there's showing off, wanting to let people see what we're doing, greed. There's some secondary factor or objective for doing that action. Why? Because nafs and shaitan are present and we don't control them. So these two things are within us and we don't realize the driving force. We hear the praise from others, but we don't realize that these two things that are within me, these emotions, that there's something lacking within me. And a big deed, the people in the world may praise you continually, but Allah Ta'ala, you're not pleasing Him. So khair, this is one factor that is very important for us, that our niyyah, our intentions, our ikhlas should be for Allah's radha, pleasure. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that in this month, the top actions that have been given to you in this month, most important, the most fantastic of actions, through which Allah will become radha, happy with you, pleased with you, subhanAllah. Subhanallah. So that's why I stated that when a person passes through Ramadan, then he comes out after Ramadan, he comes out with Allah's radha. That's the message that's given to him at the end. Because that's the good news. That's the good news. Allah says, that I gave you this month. So we, what do we need to do? Is that we see a lot in Ramadan, people doing a lot. But we don't think that those actions that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, that Allah Ta'ala said that you, to please me, there are two amal from all of them, then a person, he should run after those actions, he should superglue himself to those actions, he shouldn't leave those actions, he should grab those actions. The question doesn't arise that these two actions, maybe I won't get the time after this month, maybe I'll not get another opportunity, when this month I won't leave these two actions, because I'm getting the maqsad, which is the objective of my life. And Allah will become pleased with me. So shouldn't we do this action, brothers? Yes, this is the objective. So what are those two actions? The Prophet says, define those to us, subhanAllah. Two actions he's defined to us. Those two things we need to do, and they are great. And what are they? Dhikrullah and astaghfirullah. Subhanallah. That's it. Recite Quran, 10 Quran, complete 15 Quran. This is ibadah. Nawafil, kathir nawafil, and brethren, do whatever actions are the actions you want to do, continue. There's no prohibition. There's no prevention. But those two amal that have been explained here, specifically on which Allah has given the guarantee of His rada. There's a guarantee here. Because these two actions are such, subhanallah, they're connected to what? To the insans that niyyah is interested. I'm doing this for Allah. And in this, the rest of the amal that we'll do, Quran recitation, we'll read, we'll listen. Quran is the glory, alhamdulillah, of this month, the noor. But khalis, to do it for Allah's sake, these two actions Allah has given to us, that one, do istighfar continually from your sins. And number two, kathir dhikr, abundance of Allah's remembrance. And then all of the other ibadat, Allah Ta'ala will accept, and they will be a means to Allah's rada. So my brothers, it's great, we should be grateful to Allah. This is the first majlis in Ramadan after Asr. And this is a valuable time, precious time. I know that your time is precious, and you have other life issues, home, family, business. It's not for one or two days. So alhamdulillah, grateful to Allah. Allah has given us 30 days for this work. So we need to make effort, our occupation, our worldly things. According to this month, keep it to a limit, okay? Keep your other issues and actions and tasks to a limit according to this month. This is not a common point. The whole world is listening at this moment in time. This is not common. Wherever people are listening, then reflect upon your country and your region and your locality. This is not what we're doing. Allah's majalis and dhikr to be existing in this moment. We don't understand that this is not This is very special rahmah and enjoyment of Allah's rahmah at this moment in time. I'm telling you from the tongue and the words of our pious elders, it's not me who's saying this. That this is the azim radha of Allah, a majlis in this day and age and in Ramadan to be in an assembly of Allah's remembrance and in this gathering. Consider this, that this is such a brilliant, azim, fantastic, massive ihsan of Allah, that maqsad Allah has given this month for, that Allah Ta'ala said, we're saying Allah, Allah, but here the majalis have been assembled. It's not individual, majalis. Brothers, these things, to leave this is very weird if a person leaves this gathering. So we should be grateful and do du'as. Allah, give me health, Allah, and give me determination that the majalis that are taking place, that we arrive there somehow or other. We arrive there. Then Allah's ni'mah, we will do shukr of that if we physically arrive there. This is your choice. You've read the hadith, we've heard the hadith. If you regularly, today is the first Ramadan, and inshallah this should continue. We don't know if it will happen tomorrow, but today let's make this niyyah that if this majlis is even happening tomorrow, then Allah will give the reward of the whole of the month of Ramadan, of the majlis. Because we made the niyyah, maybe due to a tragedy or some occurrence, the majlis stopped. These are my servants. They did the first day, even if after that I didn't repeat, but I'll give them the thawab 30 days. So first and foremost, we'll make niyyah today. Intention, Allah, make this masjid abad and filled and occupied. And alhamdulillah, here dhikr is done with sukoon, with peace. And it's not that it's a small masjid. We should do shukr of this name of Allah, that whenever we have this majlis, whenever Allah's karam and mercy, that people get tired after fajr, they run home. And we at that time are alive with the dhikr of Allah after fajr. Yes, what a great point. Great point. Then never leave that majlis. And then after that comes this second gathering. Then there's one after Isha, after Taraweeh. People get tired. But we don't get tired. We go and repeat the dhikr of Allah. So whose fadl is this? Allah's karam, mercy beyond His grace, His bounty, His treasure. What great rewards Allah has given to us. One is the action itself, that if we want food and we're severely hungry, and after that Allah Ta'ala gives us delicious, tasty food in front of us. And then we say we don't want to eat it. Then imagine that person, how ungrateful that person is if he doesn't partake of that food. Think about it yourself. That how rude a person, that he's desperately hungry, Allah's given him the food, presented to him, and then he rejects that food. I'm not going to eat this. People say that he's rude, that what a wasteful insan he is. That Allah is saying, what an ajeeb man, weird man. All year long we're dying, we're struggling. And in the akhirah, what's going to happen? What's going to be my grave in the hereafter? Allah says, for them I give them dishes of the akhirah. I've prepared for the majalis, gatherings in their home. They can partake in these gatherings, join in. I've made that provision. Women folk can get together, and they can get the whole reward and the thawab just the same way. So imagine
Imagine. So, how many days is it? How many days? Ayyam ma'dudat, Allah says. They're just a few days, several days, 4 weeks. 4 weeks, that's it. It's nothing. It's minute for such a massive reward. It's nothing. We ask Allah for 80 years, 100 years of life. Ask those people, those poor souls, who in this month, they could not see this month. They departed from this world. Yes, they've left, haven't they? They've departed prior to Ramadan. Allah's given this to us. So brothers, have value, appreciation, qadr, the amount of majalis Allah gives to us, tawfiq, make effort and keep coming, keep attending. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq for this and ability to do this. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salam ala sayyidina. No, no, no. Ya Rahman Ya Rahim apne fazl o karam se mere maula to apne zaman ko salamati ke sath guzarne ki taufeeq naseeb farma ae mere maula iske zikr ke sath jis tarah humne ibtida ki hai mere maula ya Allah intaha tak zikr ke sath zaman ko le jane ki taufeeq naseeb farma ae mere maula acha maal achi cheeze karne ke mein taufeeq naseeb farma ya Allah tasawwuf e quran paak tilawat e quran paak karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma ya Allah har acha amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma یا اللہ نوافل پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا یا میرے مولا جیسے تو چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا ویسے ہمیں رمضان گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ تمام برکاتیں نعمتیں رحمتیں جو کچھ بھی رمضان میں عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے رزق میں برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہماری اولادوں میں برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے اولادوں میں برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے زندگی کے اندر آسودگی نصیب فرما یا اللہ تو اپنے کرم خاص نصیب فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ یہ رمضان ہماری زندگی کا بہترین رمضان بنا دے دنیاوی لحاظ سے اخروی لحاظ سے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین.